actually, when we talked about it before, it was pretty exciting at the time, but it really, the entire walls have been blown off the Speaker's Bureau, so to speak. And I think this really speaks to interest among young people in particular in looking at government opportunities, but also in colleges and universities pushing government service as an employer of choice as well. For this fall, we've got an amazing number of events. We actually have more events scheduled for this fall than we did all of last academic year. So that in and of itself, I think, really does speak to the increased interest in federal service.
Just take a step back and remind us of what the Annenberg Speakers Bureau is.
Sure. The Annenberg Speakers Bureau is designed really based on some research that the partnership did a few years ago to say, number one, what's one of the best ways to try to reach young people, college-age students, with a message about federal job opportunities and internship opportunities? And what we found in all of that research and work was that one of the most effective carriers of the message are near peers. Not really surprising. It's not good enough for me or somebody who's been in the federal government for 20 or 30 years to go out and talk about the great opportunities. They really want to hear it from somebody who's walked in their shoes pretty recently. So the Speakers Bureau puts young, dynamic federal employees out on college campuses to talk about the great, cool things that they're doing in federal service.
And the eventual goal is so that people consider public service when they make that decision.
Absolutely. So really the types of folks that we try to put out on campuses are not the Tim McManuses of the world who, you know, had liberal arts educations in history and government and, you know, on a college campus are walking around having every other day somebody ask them, are you going to law school? Are you going to teach? Are you going into government? But rather really tying into where the jobs are and some of government's most mission-critical occupations as well, to try to highlight that there are jobs of all types of backgrounds for all types of people, and really kind of raising again the profile of federal service and making sure that students understand that there are really jobs, the jobs that you often don't think about in federal government that are available and really have provide you an opportunity to make an impact.
And it is the great thing about, and in fact, we were talking to all the SAMMY's finalist winners, and there was somebody who was, what was she, a mathematician or a statistician or something?
Right.
Some amazing title, and I'm like, I didn't even imagine that this kind of job would be in the federal government, and I've been doing this for a year or two. So there are so many job opportunities out there in the federal government for public service.
Yeah, that's right. And Chris, you're not alone in not understanding that that's the lay of the land. And certainly when you get on a college campus, that's even amplified even more. So that's really part of what the Public Service Speakers Bureau is really designed to do, is again expose young people to the opportunities that exist, and again do that through a little bit of storytelling about what it is that you're doing in your job, what motivates you to go into work every day, and really why you're a Fed.
Now, the colleges approach you, and they have requests of you to come and to speak. Not you, but the Speakers Bureau. So last fall, it was 28. This fall, it's 70, which is a huge explosion of requests. What are they looking for most? What are they most interested in?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It really runs the gamut. But there's two topics or trends in particular that folks are requesting. One is around international opportunities. What are the international jobs that are available within the federal government? And again, we often think of, there's the State Department. But, you know, if we dig a whole lot deeper, a lot of agencies actually are doing work not only domestically but internationally as well. So, that's one of those. Again, student interest really high. And I think that's certainly indicative of the way that young people see the world as well, is that, we really are working in a global environment now, and they want to make sure that they're attuned to those types of opportunities. The second one, not surprisingly as well, that we've seen, we saw an uptick in requests for it last year, a huge uptick in it this year, are opportunities in environmentally related or green jobs. And they really want to know, where are those green jobs within government?
Amazing.
Are there any specific agencies that really get a lot of requests?
You know, a couple of them that get requests simply because, again, it's kind of top of mind and people make the direct correlation. You look at EPA and they say, okay, there's got to be green jobs at EPA. And they say, oh, there's also got to be green jobs at the Department of Energy. For college campuses, they're exactly right. Those are two agencies that certainly do have green jobs. But again, if you look across the entire landscape of federal agencies, a lot of federal agencies are dealing with issues that actually, you know, relate to a better environment. So, again, it's opening up the entire door to show the big picture of where all of these opportunities exist.
And we want to get you, and I mentioned it, the SAMMYs took place just, the other night, Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday
and,
night.
And just, it's always, we can never be there because we have a show that gets off the air at 7 o'clock. But I just was hearing all the reports, and what just a, it sounds just fantastic.
Yeah, and again, the SAMMYs awards that were awarded on Wednesday, Service to America medals, are really the Oscars of government service, and it's neat every year to go because as you sit and look in the audience, the folks who are going up to receive the awards are not, the directors of OMB and the directors of OPM and cabinet secretaries and members of Congress. It's actually the folks who are in the trenches doing the work, and to hear their stories about what they've done. Whether it's over their lifetime, kind of the Lifetime Achievement Award, or a great medal that I just love to hear about each and every year, is the Call to Service Medal, which is someone who has been in the federal government for less than 5 years and is less than 30 years old. And this year's award winner, Claire Raleigh, in the Call to Service Medal, works as an economic analyst at FDIC and helped really literally thousands of Americans stay in their homes by working to implement IndyMac's mortgage modification program. She's 25 years old.
Ugh, amazing. And Intellipedia got recognized too, right?
Intellipedia got recognized.
One of my absolute favorite projects anywhere. I mean, they're just remarkable.
Phenomenal project. And two guys within the intelligence community who really grabbed hold of this and said, you know what, this is a great thing. And they told some great stories as they accepted their award as well about how employees within the intelligence community actually viewed it initially. Again, a great opportunity to recognize really the great work that all federal employees are doing. And again, the issue that we spoke of a few weeks ago, the B word, the SAMMY certainly reinforced that federal employees are anything but bureaucrats. They really are innovators. They really are pushing the envelope on things, and they are getting really good work done.
In so many cases, victims of bureaucracy, not purveyors of it.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.